Yesterday on the programme, we heard how nurses and midwives had held protests in Dublin and Cork, Sligo and Drogheda. They were demonstrating against a proposed 50% increase in their annual registration fee sought by the Nursing and Midwifery Board of Ireland. Well, the board has this afternoon announced that the registration fee will remain at €100 for this year. For more, I'm joined by Kevin Figgis, National Nursing Officer with SIP2. Today's decision, Kevin, comes at the end of what has been a lengthy campaign by the three nursing unions. Victory?
Well, it's very much welcomed, Mary, and it has been a very long campaign, and I think it is a great demonstration where nurses and midwives ultimately showed their great concern at the unilateral increases that were being imposed, really, by the Nurse and Midwife Board of Ireland. There was a €12 increase last year, and then followed by a 50% increase this year to €150. And nurses and midwives had really said, sent a loud and clear message over the last couple of months that they'd had enough, given all the cuts that they've been subject to over the last couple of years.
So you've beaten them back to €100. Had anybody paid up?
Well, our understanding is that approximately 20%, according to the NMBI, previously had paid. But obviously that clearly outlines that the vast majority of nurses and midwives hadn't and had supported the campaign. So as far as we were concerned, there was never an issue in relation to the existing fee of the €100, because at the very least that kept nurses and midwives in par with colleagues in the other health professions who also pay €100 fees.
But Kevin, will those that pay or have paid the 20%, will they get their money back?
Well, I think the decision of the Nurse and Midwife Board today, stating that they're going to accept the €100 fee as being the fee for 2015,
so you would
clearly outlines the fact that if those who have overpaid that fee, clearly that they must now be reimbursed.
Now, the nurses, they need to be registered with the Nursing and Midwifery Board to be licensed to carry out their work. But what does this fee do? What do they get for their money?
Well, there are a lot of concerns in relation to what they're actually getting for their money, but the Nurse and Midwifery Board of Ireland is ultimately the regulator, and they set out standards and codes of ethics, etc. And they're also required then, as a regulatory function, in relation to fitness to practice, etc. There are a lot of concerns in relation to expenditure going on, and I know that there's been other recent media reports as well in relation to expenditure. But the nurses and midwives were in absolute no frame of mind whatsoever to be lumping in another 50% on top of the existing.
So you've got it back to 100 for this year. All bets are off, I suppose, after that.
Well, we're very happy that the campaign has succeeded. And obviously, if it's a situation whereby there's an engagement warranted with ourselves, the unions have never shirked away from an engagement. What we've shirked away from, and what our members have outlined their campaign is, where these unilateral increases are imposed.
All right, Kevin, I'm out of time. I've got to go. Thank you very much, Kevin Figgis there.